Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
To Barkov, to the empty net, score! It's a hat trick, Sam Reinhart!
Oh, I've had enough. Not tomorrow, right? We don't have to hear more Sam Reinhart highlights tomorrow,
I hope. No, it's all over. Although we don't have basketball tonight, so I don't know. Maybe Joel will still be playing hockey highlights tonight.
No, it's just, I feel like I'm being trolled.
Maybe it'll be your Yankees.
My Yankees.
Oh, sorry. Just saw on MLB Network that game is on Prime tonight. The Yankee game.
I have that.
Okay, good. Just so you know, you go looking. Prime.
Will the announcers be at the stadium?
Good question. I don't even know who. I don't think I've ever gone looking for a baseball game over there. Who's that going to be?
I don't know. I've watched a couple. I don't know. I don't know who anybody is anymore. I'm sure they'll have a good face and a good name, though.
I feel like within the last 2 years, so it definitely isn't this year, might have been last season or the season before, I found a game somewhere that I normally wouldn't. I don't think it was Prime, and it was Costas and Jim Cott. Jim Cott, sorry.
Bob Costas and Jim Cott?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that was.
The Yankees games will be the Yes Network coverage with Michael Kay. So they basically just use the same stuff and just put it on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine with that.
I think I'd rather have that.
I'm fine with him. He's had moments, but he's been in that booth for 30 years, right? Like, I can listen to Michael Kay. I don't like the Yankees really, like, as sort of, as is custom, but I can listen to Michael Kay. Last night he had Garrett Cole. He's had Todd Frazier. There's always like this continuing parade of ex-Yankee analysts, it seems. I mean, Cole's still on the team, but injured. You know, like O'Neill and these other guys.
Right. Is Cone a part of that
David
rotation? Because I know he does the ESPN Sunday night
thing. I like him a lot.
Yeah, I know. That's why I thought of him. And I like hearing him too, but I feel like whenever I turn a Yankee game on, it's somebody else. Like Jeff Nelson maybe has been in there. I've just seen a lot of guys.
It's a lot. I think it is a lot of guys. Well, I was planning on watching the Tigers game if I was going to be watching baseball. I don't know what my night's going to be yet, but if I were, it's Scooble for Detroit against Pittsburgh. I had it written to mention to you because you know I've been watching the Yankees here lately, but the game in Detroit was postponed. It's already been rained out, so that's out. I doubt I'll make it to Justin Verlander tonight. It's Cleveland, maybe? I'm not sure that's right. At the Giants. He hasn't won a game yet this year, Verlander, so there's that. I doubt I'll make it to that one. I didn't make it to any preseason games in 1976 either. And we talked to Sal about the preseason and how the Bills played 6 preseason games in some of those years, like in the 70s.
Right.
I haven't found one yet against a team in their own division. I didn't think, like, they play Tampa. Sal pointed out that the Bills play Tampa Bay in the preseason this year and the regular season. And I'm curious for how rare that is. I think it's something that's probably happened numerous times, but I'm not finding too many examples of it. And I'm also not finding division games, you know, in the preseason. It might have happened. Not right now. I'm on the 76 Bills, though. That's why I mentioned 76. What a team. How well do you know your 76 Bills? They beat Kansas City in week 4. How about that? The Bills continuing their regular season dominance of the Kansas City Chiefs in 1976, 50-17 to go to 2-2. And they lost every remaining game that year, culminating in a loss to the Colts 58-20. A game that started at 2 o'clock. Another thing you don't see anymore is 2 o'clock starts.
Really?
They used to have that.
Huh.
58-20, Bulldog. This was the definition of run for the bus, I might suggest.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Yeah. That's Ferguson. Is OJ hurt? Is he?
No, he ran for 171 yards and a touchdown.
Oh, there you go. In a 58-20 loss?
Yes. Ferguson does not play it. Maranchi.
Oh, okay, but that's his era anyway. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
20?
Marangi.
How does that happen? The world needs to know about this.
My dad loved Marangi.
O.J. Simpson, 28-171-1 in a 58-20 loss.
This sounds like the thing the Dolphins used to criticize the Bills about, which is like they don't really care about winning. They're just getting this guy's yards.
Yes.
That's what that sounds like. Although Gary Marangi's your quarterback, what are you going to do about mounting a huge comeback? You know, maybe not much.
I don't know.
76. That's before Frank Lewis. Is J.D. Hill still out there catching passes for them?
Not in this game.
No, he's probably gone by then. He's on the team in 73, I remember, when I went to that game in 73.
Yep.
76. I don't even know. Is Jerry Butler there yet?
No,
that's not till the 80s.
Chandler.
Okay, right. Oh, God. Wow, terrible job by me to skim over that. Reuben Gant?
Don't know. Is he in this box score? Yes. Okay. So, yes. 1-13. The Dolphins, I don't think I'd ever heard that before those America's Game episodes.
Right.
On the Super Bowl champions. And one of them, maybe it is 73, could have been 74. Miami won both years. And is it Dick Anderson, maybe, who made that? Somebody, Kuchenberg, probably a defensive player, but I think might have been Anderson, who said that about the Bills, that
they
weren't serious about winning. They were just trying to pad stats, which, you know, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Probably not. I mean, again, like what functionally can you do well? Yeah, I don't, Ferguson had certainly his moments. He had some really, really big games. But if you're built to just run the ball, I mean, that might be how you, whatever the score is, well, this is how we move the ball. We run. It's time consuming.
And it's like the current Bills.
If you keep scoring, we're in real trouble.
It's like the current Bills.
Right.
Run and stop the run, baby. Well, it's not so much stop the run, but it is run.
Yeah.
I was looking at Pro Football Network. They go by PFSN, Pro Football and Sports Network. Every day I get an interesting breakdown from them on an email. I'm glad I'm on their list. And it's something, it's about mock drafts or it's just, rankings. Today they sent one, every team's likeliest MVP winner. If Team X
has a great year,
has the MVP on it, who is the player likeliest to be?
Yeah.
I counted 14 that were not quarterbacks. Like Justin Jefferson was one.
All right.
Miles Garrett might have been one. That if a Cleveland Brown is going to win the MVP, it would be, likeliest to be Miles Garrett. But there was also, earlier this week, I think maybe, they ranked defenses. And they put the Bills 18th.
That seems really low. They didn't have a good year defensively last year. It might have been the worst, various metric-wise year of McDermott's time here, I think. Because they gave up points, they gave up yards. They had some you know, the Lion game, the Ram game, which they lost, of course.
Yeah,
they had some sideways performances.
Last year's defense ranked 9th in yards allowed and 3rd in points allowed.
Mm.
But I think a little bit misleading because of the takeaways. Like the Bills had
right
the benefit. I mean, it's not all luck, but the benefit of just about best in both. Fewest takeaways and most takeaways and fewest turnovers, I meant to say. But still, I mean, the last 6 years, so these are the 6 playoff years since Allen's rookie season. From 2019 to last year, their NFL rank in yards allowed. Okay, wait a minute. Sorry, I'm doing this wrong. I'm actually wrong. They were 17th in yards allowed last year and 11th in points allowed. What am I looking at? What's this over here?
Is that the AFC or something, maybe? I don't know. But
point differential and yard differential. Okay, so that includes offense. Sorry. I'll tell you anyway,
well,
since I've gone
more,
this far.
That sounds more in line with what they're predicted to be this year then.
Yeah, bad mistake. From 18 to last year,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Think in yards allowed on defense. 2nd, 3rd, 14th, 1st, 6th, 9th, 17th. And the turnover differential was 1. And I think maybe by a good amount. We know that. Well, I mean, everybody seems to love how they attacked their weaknesses on defense this offseason, right? I mean, they've done a lot. The corner has to work out. The draft pick has to work out.
Yep.
They didn't get to Jaire Alexander. I'm not even sure they would have been interested in him.
There was talk that they looked into trading for him and maybe just couldn't get to an agreeable price. And then, you know, they went on with their offseason and really, I think Tre'Davious White probably eliminated them from consideration for signing a player like Alexander.
Yep. He's their version of that.
Yeah. To some extent. Yeah. There's even been some injuries too, so it sort of works. I'm like lost in looking at teams trying to figure out which teams wouldn't have MVP quarterbacks.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'll bet Indianapolis is one. It would be Jonathan Taylor.
I think that's right.
Would be their guy. You mentioned Jefferson, right?
Yep. I'll get the list back out.
The Saints are the next team I got to. Like who's important on the Saints that I'm not thinking of?
Kamara. He's one.
Yeah.
JSN in Seattle. Can you imagine Jackson Smith and Jigba winning the NFL MVP award?
No. Not even for a second.
Not right?
No.
But can you imagine Darnold winning? Yes.
Yeah.
I disagree with this one. I like JSN.
Yeah, I was going to say, Darnold there, he was a consideration last year. Like,
that's
if he
right.
has that year again,
that's right.
And he would almost have to be having that year for Jackson Smith and Jigba to be considered a candidate, and Darnold would blow him out of the water.
For JSN to be even thought of for the award, Darnold is probably killing it.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's a bad job there.
Raiders Brock Bowers.
Okay. Yeah, that works. Although
Geno Smith.
It's the same point. It's the same point.
If Brock Bowers.
Yeah, we're trying a little.
What is happening? Well, I mean, you have to pick somebody, right?
Sure.
You might think they all should be quarterbacks. Maybe that's right.
Right.
What happened to Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, and Patrick Mahomes if Brock Bowers is winning the NFL MVP?
I think running back can be independent of the quarterback. That's what Barkley was so good last year that got legs. That's why I mentioned Jonathan Taylor. The first name you mentioned was Jefferson. Same thing. Like, if Jefferson goes off, has some incredible year, that means J.J. McCarthy smashed, and he's an MVP candidate, I think. The quarterback is always going to – it's almost got to be a running back or a defensive end who has 25 sacks or something.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, that's what it's going to take. 2,000 yards, 20 touchdowns from some running back, or 25 sacks from a defensive end. If a receiver has – you know, Tyreek Hill was flirting 2 years ago with 2,000 yards. You're going to end up deferring to the quarterback, I think.
Yeah, probably. I like the effort here.
Sure. But, yeah, I'm not trying to rip it apart. I just, I ended up, that's kind of what I'm doing. But it's not how I set out to do it. I really earnestly thought
okay.
I want to look at teams and decide who doesn't have a quarterback that would fit. But if it's a receiver, that elevates the quarterback almost immediately.
The running back point is the right point. And Barkley was in the conversation last year with 2,000 yards and 13 touchdowns, and he didn't win. Did he even come close? It was Allen. It was Jackson. They were close. Was Barkley maybe third? I don't remember.
I think he was third.
So that's just that may be as close as you're going to get. But I because we have these elite quarterbacks, what's happening to them? We just had last year as an example. I thought this last year, and it didn't end up happening, but that there could be fatigue with the quarterbacks always win stuff to the point where a voter might want to. I think it sort of makes sense. I think a voter would want to convey that I know the game is about more than just the quarterback. And you could do that with your MVP vote. On a year, last year would have been a year to do it, though. And majority didn't. Paul Hamilton coming up at the top of the hour. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.